Letters to Physicians and Ministers, A Call for Christ-like Workers. St. Helena, California, June 29, 1903. To a young physician. My dear brother, there is still a burden upon my mind in your behalf. I would say to you, the Lord lives and reigns. Take hold of His work in any place where you can. If you bring yourself to Him as a consecrated offering, making no reserve, He will accept you. The carrying forward of medical missionary work requires self-denying, self-sacrificing effort. Our sanitariums must be managed by men who keep stern principle ever before them. Unless our workers submerge their own interests in the work of these last days, unless they deny self and bear the cross daily, self-indulgence will creep in, little by little. An influence will prevail that will do great harm. Christ came to this earth and lived for us the life that every one must live who is granted an entrance into the city of God. He says, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Mark 8, verse 34. The failure of our young physicians to obey this word is the great hindrance to their success in God's work. Among our young physicians, there are those who need to be thoroughly converted before they connect with sanitarium work. Unless they are greatly changed, they would exert an influence that is counter to the influence the Lord would have exerted in these institutions.